This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. More than 500,000. That's the number of deaths globally from COVID-19, with over 10 million people infected. India reported another record one-day increase in confirmed cases Monday with nearly 20,000. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Product store screening underway in Mumbai's poor neighborhoods, aiming to identify coronavirus infection hotspots. Mumbai and New Delhi have become the worst hit cities in India, with police in Mumbai reimposing lockdowns in some areas. India has now nearly 550,000 reported cases, the fourth highest globally. But the true figure is thought to be far higher because many people have not been tested, and studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India and the United States are among parts of the world where a rise in coronavirus cases is prompting authorities to reimpose lockdown restrictions meant to stop the spread of the virus. The U.S. leads the world with more than 125,000 deaths. Florida, Texas, California, and Arizona are among the states that have seen a spike in their cases. The head of the World Health Organization says the hard reality is this is not even close to being over. European Union member states are still struggling to approve a list of safe countries from where travelers could visit Europe in July, with the issue now being put to a vote, diplomats said Monday. EU envoys on Friday agreed on a list of 14 countries to be confirmed by their national governments, with the United States, Brazil, and Russia, where the coronavirus is still spreading, to remain excluded. But the list has yet to achieve final approval, as capitals hesitate on whether to unify the EU's management of its external border. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a law restricting access to abortion Monday in a key victory for abortion rights activists. The conservative-leaning court split 5-4 in the decision, overruling a law from the U.S. state of Louisiana requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The court's ruling said the Louisiana law, quote, would drastically reduce the number and geographic distribution of abortion providers, making it impossible for many women to obtain a safe, legal abortion in the state, end quote. President Trump denies being made aware of intelligence concerns that Russia was secretly offering bounties for killing American troops in Afghanistan. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As the U.S. and Taliban discuss ending the Afghan war, the intelligence assessments suggest Russia offered to pay Taliban-linked militants to kill American forces. Officials from the assessments to the AP say intelligence officials are looking at an attack last year that killed three Marines and at some insider attacks to see if they're linked to bounties. The officials say the president was briefed on the matter earlier this year. He denied it yesterday, tweeting he'd been told the information was not given to him because intelligence officials did not find it credible. The Trump administration said to brief some lawmakers on the matter today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pakistani security officials say gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange in Karachi Monday, killing two guards, a policeman, and wounding seven others. Security forces killed all four of the attackers. Separatist insurgents from the province of Balochistan claimed responsibility for the attack. In Afghanistan, multiple explosions tore through a market in the southern part of the country Monday, killing at least 23 civilians. The Afghan army accuses the Taliban of carrying out the attack. Rescue officials say at least 30 people are dead and a dozen more are missing after a ferry capsized and sank Monday in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. A diver in the fire brigade says 50 people were on board and rescue divers are still searching. Egyptian security sources say a fire at a hospital in the coastal city of Alexandria Monday killed seven coronavirus patients. Seven other people were injured in the blaze, believed to be caused by a malfunctioning air conditioner. The Iranian military prosecutor for Tehran province says the shooting down of a Ukrainian airliner in January was due to human error and not an order from senior military authorities. 176 people on board died in the crash. Saudi and U.S. officials are urging the international community to extend a United Nations arms embargo on Iran. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts.